When an idea lives far beyond its birthplace, it transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom, the expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga. 20, 15, 10, touchdown! And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
See, food, ice, ketchup, mustard, hair, packers, tickets.
Stay home, watch Chiefs.
Although the road from Platt City to Arrowhead Stadium is only 45 minutes, just 35 miles, the road to the Chief's Kingdom for East Coast native Alan Smith took half a lifetime and across half the country to navigate.
I'm originally from a military family that moved around. We ended up living in upstate New York. I grew up actually as a Dallas Cowboy fan, back then with Roger Staubach, Tony Dorsett days. After leaving college, I then went to the military. When I was going to officer candidate school, I met Rhonda one of the first days that we were there. You know, we started talking football because she's big into football, which really surprised me and impressed me. Talking with her, I found out she was a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. I told her I was a Chiefs fan and that I rooted for them because it was an easy icebreaker to talk to a girl in the military.
I didn't ever believe him because actually the year that we were in the military, the Chargers played San Francisco and he was really, really hating on San Francisco. So I knew he was a true NFC fan at the time.
In 1963, a crucial spark was lit by Lamar Hunt and the Chief, Mayor Roe Bartle. Strong as a bow, the young Lamar propelled his team from Dallas to Kansas City. And nearly three decades later, the marksmanship of this pioneering Texan would pierce the heart of a young New Yorker. This time, a new relationship would bud, as if by destiny.
There might be a little Dallas destiny there. We just kind of connected, and we knew there was a little spark there, and maybe that was it. Maybe because we were first the Texans, and now we're the Chiefs, that this was meant to be.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
The relationship between Alan and Rhonda grew and grew, as did Rhonda's desire for the love of her life to meet, well, the other love of her life.
While we were dating, my wife said, you know, you really should come back to Kansas City and see a real football game. I said, you know, I don't have any Chiefs gear or anything because I had Dallas stuff back then.
Ugh, yuck.
And she says, well, you can't wear that. It's just against the rules, and plus the family wouldn't allow you to wear that stuff.
I've been a diehard Chiefs fan from the time they moved to Kansas City.
If you're going to live in our family, you got to be a Chiefs fan.
We drove back for one game. I was just amazed with the people that were tailgating.
It's just the atmosphere. I mean, the minute you pull in there, the people, the cars, the smell of the barbecue, it's just the best place ever that you want to be.
That itself was more exciting than the game almost.
Like I said, it was Arrowhead that finally turned him, because that stadium, I mean, anybody that goes there, he was done. That was it. He was like, I'm a Chiefs fan. There's no way I can be anything else.
Swift as an arrow, plain and simple, Alan was in love. Again, he had been struck by Cupid. But the arrowhead from this quiver, however, was forever emblazoned with a KC.
I wish I'd have seen Alan the first time he walked into the stadium. I think this is what sold him on the Chiefs. It just grows on you.
I think after every Sunday, depending on how the Chiefs play, affects me quite a bit. Physically, I feel drained, depressed. We have to talk about it for a whole week. But on the opposite side of that,
it is up. It's gone. It's gone. Kansas City with some Arrowhead magic on Monday Night Football on Halloween.
You're full of energy, and that energy lasts me all week. Going through work, you got a little bounce in your step. You can talk a little crap about them.
A newly found passion for the Chiefs may have helped this New York son gain acceptance into his new Missouri family, but that certainly wouldn't be the last hurdle for Alan.
When we first moved out here, I struggled, had a couple of part-time jobs, and basically got laid off from the job that I had. One of the things that I always learned was you got to work for what you want. I want to see the Chiefs play. I want a season ticket, so basically what I had to do is I went out and started my own business.
Al pretty much works 24/7. His computer is always open and he's always working. So he's got actually three rep jobs that he does for the automotive companies, and then he has his own company. So pretty much he tries to, I mean, seriously, it's 24/7 with him.
It's, you know, 7 days a week. We put a little savings account. We call it our Chiefs account. You know, out of that spending is just that, and everything else is the bills. We're able to now go to Chiefs games. I don't live to work. I work to live for my family. Football is one of the things in life that I enjoy. A lot of people have hobbies. I have the Chiefs.
L is what I would say, Mr. Chief.
If you've seen his house, it's a shrine of the Chiefs.
Anything that has to do with Chiefs, he pretty much has it, or he wants it.
He's always driving around. He's got his Chief stickers. He's got his flag flying, I mean, all the time.
I come out here and see everything that he has Chiefs, and it's like, wow, all right. You have more Chief stuff than pictures of me, pretty much, it seems like.
He's a great dad. I mean, he will do anything with the kids. It's just more fun. We found that doing things as a family is just more fun. And one of those things that we do is go to Arrowhead. Taking the kids out to the stadium and just being a part of that atmosphere is awesome.
I use the Chiefs as a family gathering. Growing up, you know, we didn't really have a family structure. My parents were divorced. A few years ago, when my wife and I talked about my kids from a previous marriage coming to live with us, it affects everybody in the household. But on Sundays, everybody comes together. Since my boys moved out here, they've gone to games. They love it out there. The people, they love the cheerleaders, of course. It's great for my family structure.
I used to get in trouble a lot, not listen too well. He started bringing me to all these Chiefs games. I've never experienced any big games like that in my life. Fell in love with it instantly. He came up with a deal where if I wouldn't listen, got in trouble, I'd lose privileges to ride the bus. So instantly, I stopped all my drama like that. You can't lose out on the bus. It's one of the best times you can have out here.
My kids mean the world to me. To get together and have a strong family unit these days, I think, is a rarity. But with the Kansas City Chiefs, to me, it's meant to be. It just all came together in Kansas City since I lived here. My boys are now living with us. All my family is close by that we can get together and have functions together. It's just perfect now. Now all we need is the Super Bowl.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. Meet Mr. and Mrs. Smith, two Army veterans leading a household with an ordinary name and an extraordinary zeal for family, work, and football. Their passion for the Kansas City Chiefs, you might say, sits on the edge of obsession. But spend some time with the Smiths and their spirit of togetherness, and you'll understand why. Clearly, love has always been the undying motor that drives the Smith clan. But that doesn't mean they wouldn't at one point need a bigger engine.
Something that we really wanted to do was to get a van or a bus together where we could ride together, be at the tailgate together, and then go to the game. For a couple years, we put money aside in our Chiefs fund. We found a bus out in Liberty. I purchased this bus without knowledge to my wife. I decided to take her out to dinner one night. I was hiding the vehicle at a friend's house and basically told her, I went out and bought a Chiefs bus and we're going to start decorating it next week.
We'll get here probably around 8:30.
8:15.
She's got me squared away. And basically make a day of it. We love just being out here in the atmosphere, and it's a good day. Everything on this bus works just like a school bus. You know, I'll pull up the street, put the arm out, and stop sign, traffic stops, and everybody goes, Chiefs! And everybody's doing this down the street. The work that my wife did makes it original. She put her heart into this. On top of here, it says, you are here. It's a big red dot, it says Arrowhead.
It was just like manila walls, and the outside was a dingy red. First thing was the flooring. We said, yeah, let's put a yard markers in here. Well, and then I painted the entire area yellow. I put the Arrowhead up on the top, and I'm used to painting Arrowheads because our garage had a huge Arrowhead in it. And then the outside, we just came up with kind of a retro, funky design.
The bus has been a great way to spend time together. That's another member of our family is our bus.
Get off your bus!
He really loves the Chiefs. It's pretty ridiculous.
For many Chiefs fans, supporting your favorite football team is a year-round proposition. But for Alan, it doesn't end with football. If you can find family, friends, and fun, you'll find Alan Smith and his bus, and even T-shirts.
He's like, hey, you know, we got this thing going on, and I'd like to win it.
The fact that Hank Stram's on the looks like he's the mascot for the Mentors, I like it a lot.
Did you know 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime? The good news is that treatment can result in a cure for up to 90% of patients. Many men experience no symptoms, so early screening is essential. Men should begin screening by age 40, and if you're over 40, screen once a year. Early detection and diagnosis is crucial. Join the Kansas City Chiefs and the University of Kansas Hospital, and let's intercept prostate cancer.
Dad, husband, friend, role model. All of these describe Alan Smith, one of the kingdom's crown jewels. They also describe how one New Yorker would eventually become the poster boy for Midwestern hospitality.
There's a million Chiefs buses out at Arrowhead Stadium, but if you go to a party and you don't know anybody, he's just who you want to be with. He's the one you're looking for in the party.
He's everything, you know, a Chief fan should be, whether you're a stranger or a family member.
He doesn't even need to know you for a minute.
He'd be walking in a grocery line, and there he would. He'd be talking to somebody that we wouldn't know.
He welcomes everybody into our tailgate. It doesn't matter who you are, even if you're from the other team.
I'd rather hang out with him than have a group full of my friends back in New York. Everybody loves my dad, so it makes me feel good. It's like, this is my dad. This is what I have to look forward to growing up to kind of be like.
I think the Chiefs to Allen is very important. It's a focal point in his life. But like if you'd ask him, you know, what is important to him, well, I don't think the Chiefs would be number one.
Family first, definitely. But then number two would be the Chiefs because obviously, as you can see, our whole house is Chiefs. Number three, I don't know, work. Yeah, 24/7 work.
Family and Chiefs, that's basically what we build. We work hard, we play hard. I think that's what life's about.
What life's about? That statement is different for almost every person you ask. However, family will almost always top that list. And it doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. The thought of family gathering, enjoying, and sharing time together is what makes life worth living. But sometimes the sharing part is the most fun.
I kind of been conspiring with the Chiefs against you. Well, for you. And this is for you.
I hear you.
Yeah, buddy.
Dear Alan, I wanted to let you know when I stopped by your tailgate, I had a great time. Sharing memories in your amazing group was terrific, and love and generosity of your family made me feel welcomed. We know that you work many jobs to support not only your family, but the passion for the Chiefs, so we're thankful. I did notice, though, that your family was missing one key item. One thought that no tailgate is complete without this. Again, many thanks for your loyalty and passion. Best regards, Clark Hunt.
Wow. Wow.
One more thing, here it is.
What?
Oh my God, that is great.
Love can be sparked in many ways, but once that fire is lit, it never fades. Nothing is more important to Alan than his love for family, and he'll stop at nothing to ensure its happiness. But you don't have to be a Smith to be in Al's family. Just stop on by. You may never want to leave. Chiefs Kingdom goes inside the lives of the most remarkable fans in the NFL. Email your stories to 65TPT@kcchiefs.org. And you might be featured on the next Chiefs Kingdom. Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs. The Chiefs Kingdom is a symphony of moments, images, connections, and each snapshot tells a story and her adventure. Every year, thousands of fans deck out their vehicles for the greatest fan ritual in all of football. And that, of course, is tailgating. Here in my car, I go safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the
only way to live in cars. I pull up to the game, and all I smell is barbecue. I see everybody with their jerseys on, just out tailgating. I'm pulling up, everybody's yelling, honking their horns in their cars.
You can't beat it. The tailgating, barbecue, walking around, talking to everybody. It's like one huge family out there.
This is a tailgate rig. That's what it's for. That's what we wanted it to epitomize.
Expectations here are higher. You come out here on a Sunday afternoon and it's just all red. There's just a passion that goes beyond the game. This is our fraternity. This is what we do. Tailgating is the game. Football is what got us here, but tailgating is what we do.
Before games and after games, they'll be here tailgating, enjoying themselves, families, friends. Tailgating is awesome. You know, people talk about barbecuing, you know, tailgating. I think it's actually started in Kansas City.
on the next Chiefs Kingdom.
442nd Fighter Wing, you're about to go do the most important mission there is in the Air Force.
We don't seek out war or combat, but if the country needs U.S. military forces, you want to be the one to go do it.
There are many similarities between a football team and a military unit, a group of people working together for a common goal.
Toss power trap.